How's it going, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 46 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Audi and how they have now recently announced how they are also participating in the switch to hybrid and fully electric vehicles, in which they are calling their e-tron lineup. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Not too long ago, Audi did publicly state how by the year 2025, they are going to make one-third of all the vehicles that they produce both hybrid and electric. I actually have a quote here specifically from the Audi of America president, Mr. Mark Del Rosso, how he is specifically mentioning at Audi, we are fully committed to electrification. The compelling offer we can make to the consumer is first and foremost, it is an Audi. With the change that automotive manufacturers are making across the board due to EPA regulations and what customers are preferring to buy, going to hybrid and electric vehicles is the thing to do. But people want to make sure, hey, if I make this change, am I still going to get that driving experience? Am I still going to get that passion of getting behind the wheel? Audi is assuring you, you get into one of our hybrid and electric vehicles, it is still an Audi. Now, they've actually mentioned how they have several goals with their new e-tron lineup, which I think Iron Man will approve of. They're talking about excellent performance. Audi is also talking about having a long-range charging capability. They will also be applying their world-famous Audi Quattro all-wheel drive system that we've seen in their race cars, their road cars, as well as their world-winning rally championship vehicles as well. Now, they're also talking about having an amazing autonomous driver's assistance system, a remote access via the My Audi app, which is very similar if you have a Mercedes-Benz, Mercedes Me Connect or Mercedes Me, and having full Amazon Alexa compatibility. So that's actually pretty cool. I wonder how many more businesses Amazon is going to get into. But anyway, like I was saying, tons of new things are coming out with their e-tron lineup. They're actually starting with three vehicles that they're dubbing e-trons, as you've heard me say previously. The very first one is called e-tron SUV, which is an electric SUV with they're saying is being built with the Audi driving DNA. So you're still going to have that driving compatibility as well as that sportiness when hopping into this SUV. Reservations has actually been available since spring of 2019, but this SUV is pretty impressive. It has 402 horsepower, 0-60 is only 5.5 seconds, and it has electric range of 204 miles per hour. So if you're looking for kind of like an entry-level SUV that's fully electric, that's a great vehicle. You can get that one. The second one they're coming out with is the e-tron GT concept, which is a Gran Turismo style sedan from my perspective of what I can see. It's actually gonna have 590 horsepower, 0-60 in is just 3.5 seconds, and you have a total electric range of 248.5 miles, which is not bad. So you can still have that sportiness, that really aggressive, very fast, powerful vehicle. But again, you're making the change. You're going full electric, and you have basically 250 miles of range, which for your day-to-day drive and commute, that's more than enough. The last one, which is, I think, going to be Tony Stark, his favorite vehicle, is the PB18 e-tron concept, which is a full-blown supercar. It has 670 horsepower, 0-60 is just 2 seconds, and you have electric range of over 300 miles an hour. So Audi coming out of the gate with their three e-tron vehicles are looking pretty good. They have an SUV for you. They have a performance sedan type car for you or coupe. And they also have a supercar if you're interested in that. One of the big things about making this transition to hybrid and electric vehicles is that you have something to offer for everybody. Mercedes-Benz is doing it perfectly. Audi is gonna do it perfectly. Aston Martin just came out with their Rapide E. You know, anybody and everyone across the automotive board is now coming out with both hybrids and electric vehicles. This is just the way the world is going. This is what consumers want. And especially with EPA regulations for both Europe and United States, this is a change that's actually forcing automotive companies to realistically become better, because we've seen by stats and statistics, these electric cars and these hybrid vehicles, especially if you have these big powerful engines with battery assistance, they're more efficient, they're faster, from what I've seen, more durable, and they're just overall smoother operating vehicles. So I think this is a great change. I'm excited to see what Audi actually produces and comes out more as part of their e-tron. I really want to see this supercar they're coming out with. But ladies and gentlemen, that actually concludes episode number 46 of the Car 5 podcast, talking about e-tron and Audi. Don't forget to like on Facebook, follow on Instagram. If you're a fan of the YouTube channel and you've been watching for some time, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, leave a like in the video. If you guys ever need anything from me, don't hesitate to reach out. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in June 12th for an extended episode number 47. We're going to be talking about why all these hybrid and electric vehicles are so important and why for the past little bit we've been talking about them. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.